Understanding a brokerage company's policy. The previous discussion addresses minimum disclosure requirements early in a relationship with a buyer or seller. A broker should define what type of agency relationships will be allowed in the brokerage, and the license holder should be aware of the types of relationships in which the firm will engage. Buyer agency only. The firm will only represent buyers. No intermediary practice is allowed. Seller agency only. The firm will only represent sellers. No intermediary practice is allowed. Intermediary. The firm will represent buyers and sellers. A clear policy regarding intermediary, with or without appointments, is required. Advantages of buyer agency only and seller agency only. No intermediary. Firms that practice buyer agency only or seller agency only do not have to worry about unintentional dual representation. Brokers do not have to act as intermediaries or make appointments. Agents are only responsible for giving advice and opinion to the buyer or seller, avoiding conflicts of interest that may occur when representing both sides of a transaction. Disadvantages of buyer agency only and seller agency only. Many buyers do not want to sign a buyer's representation agreement because they do not want to pay a commission to a buyer's agent. Agents can only list properties for sellers or have buyers sign buyer's representation agreements, limiting the firm to either the selling side only or listing side only compensation. Intermediary advantages. The brokers and associates can work with both sellers and buyers under listing contracts and/or buyer representation agreements. In-house sales may be performed, widening the firm's client base by using the intermediary process. Some buyers like to work with listing agents because they think that they are more motivated to get an offer accepted because they will collect both the buyer and seller side of the commission. Intermediary disadvantages. The broker must remain neutral. The broker must create as much transparency as possible and cannot do anything that may be construed as giving an advantage to one party over another, making negotiations difficult, even with intermediary with appointments. All documentation must be in order, all disclosures made correctly, and great caution taken. In many cases, agents do most of the right things when it comes to disclosure and paperwork. Unfortunately, the timing of the disclosures and paperwork is a persistent problem. Some of the common problems brokers should be addressed in their agency policy manuals are: presenting the IABS at the wrong time. Presenting the IABS as the buyer is about to write an offer is too late. It must be presented at the first substantive discussion. Disclosing representation at any time later than at the first contact. Assuming that the broker information form suffices as an agency disclosure. Preparing the buyer-tenant representation agreement just prior to preparing an offer to purchase. The last point is a particular policy problem. Consider the possibilities. Is the buyer a customer? Does the buyer know they are a customer? Without proper disclosure, it is hard to determine the status of the buyer. If the buyer is a customer, has the agent been providing advice and market information that would violate their fiduciary duty to the seller? Did the agent enter into an oral representation agreement with the buyer? If so, the agent may have shown the buyer company listings without written intermediary consent. A clear policy in this is essential. The agency policy manual should be clear on what types of relationships are acceptable to the firm and the broker's expectations regarding the timing of disclosures and agreements. Agency policy is often incorporated into the general policy and procedures manual of the firm. Growing public awareness of the duties of a license holder. Due to an increasingly litigious society, the general public is more aware of the duties required of a real estate agent. Many lawsuits against real estate brokers and sales agents are related to the perceived failure of the agent to perform their fiduciary duties in a transaction. Such a lawsuit can be damaging to both the broker and sales agent, and can result in additional action by the Texas Real Estate Commission against the agents. A license holder without an understanding of agency relationships cannot possibly provide the level of service required by the real estate law, the broker, or the marketplace. It is of the utmost importance that brokers and their license holders comprehend the agency relationships and duties that exist in real estate brokerage. Brokers must be able to ensure that their sponsored sales agent license holders understand agency law, the state laws governing licensure in Texas, and the roles people play in agency relationships according to the Texas Real Estate License Act.